Studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Debbie. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
What have we got going on?
Well, today, actually, we have something called... Actually, it's not today, but I'm just saying
close
today.
Enough. Today, yeah. We're going to talk about...
Samoa Day.
Oh, cool.
Which is actually in Liverpool on Monday.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. So, basically, it's an event celebrating Samoan independence.
Okay.
And the event has heaps going on with live performances, traditional foods and stalls.
Yum.
And the event has been running for a few years now, so they know their stuff. And it's really just a fun day out for everybody.
That's really cool. It's free as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
See, now this is awesome. It's a public holiday on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Get the kids out of the house.
Yes.
Stop them making mess. Take them down to learn something about Samoan culture. Try some fantastic traditional Samoan food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all free. Well, the food won't be free, but to get there is free. I think that's awesome. What a cool cultural event for a weekend. Because
mm-hmm.
it is a long weekend.
I always forget
when it's long weekends.
I always forget as well.
I don't work Mondays, so it never really affects me. I always feel like I'm getting gypped by public holidays. But what else have we got? Something called Mountain I Can See.
Yes. So we have a collaboration between the Australian Chamber Orchestra.
Ooh.
Orchestra. Yes. With... Okay, I'm having a bit of a word tumble today.
There's no coffee carts open here at the Macquarie Studios at
there
this
aren't.
Time of the morning. That is what I'm struggling with. I've tried to Uber Eats myself for coffee, but it's not working.
I know. I actually feel like I'm in the jungle a little bit, honestly. So much greenery around here.
So we've got Mountain from the Australian Chamber Orchestra in collaboration with...
With the BAFTA-nominated Sherpa director, Jennifer Peedham.
Oh my goodness, that movie was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Sherpa was amazing. Yep.
Okay, so they are bringing a unique musical journey through vistas that few have visited.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
This is cool.
Yes, so the orchestra will play live as we move through incredible landscapes. The film is shot by the world's leading high-altitude cinematographers and explores the nature of our modern fascination with mountains.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such a nerd. I love a good orchestral piece. I love a good... kind of sweeping orchestral piece. When I was doing mm-hmm. my HSC, because I was that kid,
mm-hmm.
I would listen to a quartet band, quartet ensemble play.
Okay.
That was my study music. Most mm-hmm. people listen to deep house or whatever, and I was sitting there with...
Oh, yeah. I was listening to like punk rock and
yeah,
everything.
You're
yeah.
a punk rocker?
Yeah.
I like that. That's cool. I can't concentrate if there's lyrics, though. But this sounds amazing. Where mm-hmm. is it?
So it's at the Sydney Opera House on Monday, and it is $51.
I think that's relatively reasonable. It's part mm-hmm. of Vivid too, isn't it?
Yep.
This is cool. Vivid brings so many amazing events to our city. It's mm-hmm. not just the lights. The lights are stunning.
Yes.
But it's not just the lights. And this is just a fantastic example of mm-hmm. a great event being brought to our city. By Vivid.
Yep,
now
definitely.
We've got one last event for our weekend.
Mm-hmm, we do. So that's the World Press Photo. And this is not the first time it's been here. It's been here for quite a few years now. So basically it's organised by the International World Press Photo Foundation,
mm-hmm.
which actually has its headquarters in Amsterdam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they're bringing a lot of really interesting photographs that have been used in the media.
Uh-huh.
And their purpose of doing this, I guess, is to promote visual journalism and allow the freedom of information, freedom of inquiry, and freedom of speech, which
this is
all
cool.
of these things that we're interested in.
I like this. And these are all things that are very much at the forefront these days, I feel,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of the things going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
Yeah, definitely. I've been there a few times, and I do find that every year there's always a few photos that just stick in your mind and you really wonder what went on behind that. And
wow.
It sort of just captures, I guess, the vulnerability and strength of the human spirit.
Mm, I love that. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, wow. Oh, my little heart just skipped a beat. Oh, that's stunning. That's really cool. So where's this one on at?
So this is at the State Library, which is on Macquarie Street in the CBD, and it's on until the 25th of June.
Oh, that's only, 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And what a perfect way for a rainy weekend too.
I agree.
It is going to pour rain
mm-hmm.
for the next week,
yeah.
going indoors is always a good order.
Yeah. Why not take shelter and read a book after as well?
And how much does this one cost?
This is totally free.
I love a free event. Oh, my purse strings are rejoicing. I'm very, people call me stingy. I like to say frugal because... you have to be these days, I feel. If I want to afford smashed avocado in a home, mm-hmm. I must save in other areas.
Yep.
And going to free events like World Press Photo is a fantastic way to save a bit of coin and still get your cultural fix for the weekend. What would be your pick of the bunch, Debbie?
Honestly, I'm interested in this mountain event. Mm. I think it sounds really cool. I've never heard of anything like it before.
No.
And let's take advantage of Vivid. It's only on for a few more days, so yeah. Why not?
I think that's got to be my pick of the bunch as well. It mm-hmm. sounds amazing and very cultural. And again, an indoor activity for a rainy weekend. All very important. I've never seen... Well, other than going to shows, mm-hmm. I've never seen like an orchestra play live either. I think it's something that people don't do as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People, it's kind of a very rare treat to go.
Yeah, I saw Churando.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like 2 years ago or something.
Wow.
And that was out on the harbour, which was beautiful. Amazing. So
stunning.
Yeah.
I'd never been to the Opera House until a couple of months ago. I was absolutely astounded at the fact that I'd never been to the Opera House. And I went again on Thursday to see a show. I'm a little Opera House regular now. I know where all the good things are. Debbie, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was one of our wonderful producers, Debbie, there with our event guide. We have Samoa Day out of the Whitlam Leisure Centre in Liverpool. Mountain, a collaboration between the Australian Chamber Orchestra and BAFTA-nominated Sherpa director Jennifer Petum, and the World Press Photo Exhibition. We'll pop all the details on the podcast at the end of the show. 2SER.com/weekendbreakfast. My goodness, what a fantastic pick of events there. I honestly want to get along to every single one of them. Going to jump back into some music for you now. This track, it's called Divide and Rule. It's from Colcott and Sound on You, a fantastic little collaboration there. It's called off their album Outside the Echo Chamber. Good morning. Earth, wind, and fire.